In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The old law prescribed that every male had to be circumcised on the eighth day. And so, on this day, the eighth day following his birth, our Lord Jesus Christ was circumcised. On this day, our Lord shed for the first time his most precious blood for our salvation. And he was given the name of Jesus, which means a Savior, in order to show that it would be through his blood that he would save us from the slavery of sin and eternal death. So we see that the work of our redemption does not start on Good Friday. The death of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross is just the final accomplishment of an entire life of sacrifice for us. Since the first instant of his life in the womb of his mother, our Lord suffered in seeing the multitude of our sins. And he foresaw everything he was to undergo in order to pay for each one of them. He saw each wound. He counted each drop of blood that he would willingly shed for our salvation. He not only accepted to be our Savior, to suffer and die for us, but his love for us made him eager. Our Lord was eager to accomplish all the sacrifices that our salvation required. God came to rescue the lost sheep we were. And he would give anything, and he gave everything in order to have us back. So even though he suffered immensely, from the very first instant of his life here on earth until his last breath, yet, we have to know that the greatest suffering of our Lord, the greatest suffering of his heart, was that many souls would despise his work of redemption. That many would despise his blood, and in consequence, would suffer eternally. This was his greatest pain, to see the damnation of so many souls. But at the same time, he was consoled to see those who would benefit from his redemption. All those who would believe in his name and follow his commandments with the help of his grace. So in order to redeem us, our Lord wanted to shed his blood. And he did it 7 times during his life. The first time was on this day, at his circumcision. The second time was during his agony in the garden. The third time in the scourging at the pillar. The fourth time, when he was crowned with thorns. The fifth time, in his way to Calvary. The sixth time, at his crucifixion. And in the seventh time, after his death, when his side, when his heart was pierced with a lance. So even though one single drop of his blood would be enough, would have been enough to redeem us, our Lord wanted to shed all his blood in order to show us the immensity of his love. He didn't spare anything out of his love for us. So we, who call ourselves disciples of Jesus Christ, we have to honor this blood shed for our salvation. We have to honor his blood, not only with words, but with our entire life. And we honor the blood of our Lord when we strive to live a life of holiness, when we strive to live and grow in the grace of God. That's how we honor the blood of our salvation. But on the other hand, when we commit a grave sin, when we commit a mortal sin, we dishonor God and we profane the blood of Jesus Christ. My brethren, the times in which we are living are not easy. So it's time for us to be more committed to Christ, more committed to the church. So this year comes as a new opportunity for us to begin again. If until now we have slept, it's time to wake up. If until now we were doing anything wrong, it's time to stop. If we were neglecting our prayer life, it's time to start praying. We need to make good resolutions. So I invite you today to make a commitment in front of the altar, in the presence of the most holy sacrament of the body and blood of our Lord. I invite you to make a commitment that each day of this new year, you will strive to honor with your own life the blood that our Lord Jesus Christ shed for your salvation. When the priest elevates the chalice of the most precious blood of our Lord, I ask you to consecrate yourself, to consecrate your family, to consecrate everything you have to our Lord and to his precious blood. And may this blood cover, protect, and shield you and your family from every harm of body and soul, now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.